As a former mayor, I know that the foundation of our communities is been based on home ownership. It may sound trite, but housing is a foundation for strong neighborhoods. Housing creates good jobs, creates stable places for workers to live. Housing creates wealth, or has created wealth. When there's trouble in housing, our economy suffers, our workers suffer, our families suffer. For my travels and town hall forums based on housing, I've held back home in Minnesota during the past several months. I've seen firsthand that this crisis is hurting my state. But like every American, this crisis is attacking the place that I call home. It's taken away from the folks I live around, that I worked hard to help as mayor, the communities and neighborhoods that were really struggling in the 90s when I got elected. We built them up. And now we're seeing many of them start to fray and come apart. Very personal issue for all of us. It's not just, as I indicated, an urban problem. In my state, it's a rural problem as well. To that end, I joined Senator Bond and Senator Isaacs and other colleagues of mine introducing last month's consensus-based housing legislation called the Security Against Foreclosure and Education Act, or the SAFE Act. The bottom line is that there are folks here who are hurting. We have a chance to help them. I've also looked at a provision that would give returning veteran service members additional protection from foreclosure. These brave men and women who have made such incredible sacrifice on behalf of our country shouldn't be penalized by the threat of losing their homes because of the difficulties they face in their service abroad. So I hope my colleagues will work with me on this concept based on my Home Act that would allow homeowners who have fallen behind on their mortgage penalty-free access to their savings retirement, as well as tax-free savings, so as long as the withdrawals are paid back within 3 years. So you can put the money back, but you avoid the very significant penalty. This is not a silver bullet that solves all the problem, but there are a lot of folks who have worked hard over the years, have found themselves, like Ms. Ross, in deep trouble, have forced to tap into retirement savings, and that are penalized on top of that. That just doesn't make sense. We shouldn't penalize people for trying to keep a roof over their heads and wanting to remain part of the community that they have called home. Mr. President, I am optimistic that we will make the most of this opportunity before us to stabilize the housing market and prevent further damage to our economy and our communities. In the end, I believe that our recently passed economic stimulus package and our current efforts to pass bipartisan housing legislation will help to bring a brighter and better times.